you know, I truly believe that after being addicted to a drug for 24 years or doing drugs for 24 years of my life, that change is possible. Mm-hmm. And I think that people, I run into people who I knew 20, 30 years ago that would call me and say, dang, you know, you changed. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm still within the 4 or 5 miles of the vicinity that I grew up in. So there are still people that are going to, that I run into from years and years ago, mm-hmm. that see me today and are like, wow, I'm glad you got yourself together, you know? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if I would have stayed where I was at, it's just, it's, you know, jails, institutions, death. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you got to want to change. Like I said, I made poor choices as a young child, as even a young adult. But as I grew older and got wise and got smart, you know, and realized that drugs was my problem, you know, continuing to use drugs was only getting me in more and more problems. If I stopped the drugs, then things might change. And then I realized that. So now I've stopped drugs, no drinking, no alcohol, no nothing. And I have a life beyond my, like, well, I have bigger dreams than what I have. But, you know, I have a wonderful life. I have a relationship with my mom, I have a relationship with my dad and my family, everybody. You know, I'm back on track. I have my sanity back. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not perfect. I am not far from perfect. I've been dysfunctional too long to be perfect.
No one's perfect.
But, you know, I just, like I said, jails and institutions and death is where I realized that it would have taken me, and I made a choice today, and I think that the one I'm living today is much better than... I love getting up. I love waking up. I love not knowing that I'm going to, you know, not be arrested today, you know? I mean, I love being able to drive and the cops are not going to arrest me. You know, I'm not in someone else's car or someone else's tags or, you know, doing something wrong or hiding something. I don't have to be paranoid. I don't have to be crazy. I don't have to, you know, ditch and hide every time I see a cop or turn off because the cop's behind me. You know, I have a license. I have insurance, you know. Yeah. So it's a lot different than the kind of life I grew up in, you know.